On the app, online,
and across the Cape on 567 AM.
This is Cape Talk.
This is Cape Talk.
Well, zoning laws prohibit most businesses from operating in a residential area unless they have received special permission in the form of a temporary departure, which cannot be transferred to the next homeowner if the property is sold. Most microbusinesses do not require any special permission in order to operate in a residential zone. Each city has their own city planning regulations, and all zoning laws are there primarily to keep the peace in suburban areas. We are, though, seeing more and more people choosing to operate their businesses out of their homes. Here to talk to us about it is the CEO of Remax Southern Africa, Adrian Goslett. Adrian, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning. Thanks for having me again.
The obvious benefit, obviously, to running your business out of your home is that you eliminate the terrible issue of traffic every morning.
That's certainly one of them. I think living in this city at the moment, that seems to be getting worse and worse from any direction. But also one of the other major benefits is advantages are reducing the costs. I mean, if you're running a type of business, micro business, that doesn't need that high street visibility, it sort of makes sense to run from home where you can. I mean, depending on the type of business you have, of course.
Let's talk about that. What sort of businesses are you seeing being operated out of people's homes? I imagine a lot of online-based sort of service and product would then be run out of people's homes.
Yeah, well, I guess it's exactly right. It's any certainly any non-public facing type of environment, like you just said, but also things like hair salons, medical practitioners, dentists. I mean, those have been around for years in the suburbia, but seem to be more and more on the increase in the last few years. And I think it's mainly got to do with the high costs of rentals, as I say, on your main street or high street roads.
I referenced a few moments ago zoning laws, and they are different, obviously, from city to city. What do I need to take into consideration before I operate and start open and start operating a business in my home?
Well, I can actually use an example just right here where I'm living. In the mail the other day, I got a letter from City Council requesting my approval, and I guess everybody else in my road would have been asked for approval for a business that's going to be set up on the corner, and I live in a suburb called Meadowedge, and the business is going to be a medical practitioner. So he or she, that person would have had to obviously had a look at the municipal laws. They would have had to get approval to get their home rezoned for business purposes, and then gets put out to the surrounding areas for rezoning. So there's a few hoops to jump through, but it's certainly worth it if you're able to reduce your costs. So I would say the first step is to hop on to the city's municipal website, have a look at exactly what the procedure is to follow, and then do exactly that.
We spoke a couple of weeks ago about, I suppose, preparing your house for potential sale, and we talked about the connectivity that a lot of people are demanding now. I imagine this would be an essential element then to anyone running a business at home. Your probably connectivity to fiber, and obviously having a very good deal would make your conducting of business in that property that much easier.
Yeah, that's for sure. But those sort of elements certainly would add an advantage to the business. Yeah, well, some of the downsides, I'm just thinking out loud here, is I remember reading in the paper not so long ago, and it's only an issue in our city with the lack of availability to water and water restrictions. Running a hair salon from home may not be such a fantastic consideration right now, because you're going to get leveled with massive fines for overusage. So you need to consider what type of business you're running, what type of requirements you're going to need, who your clients are going to be, and then determine whether living in suburbia and rezoning a home is the best option for you.
Are the major cities in South Africa, we're talking Cape Town, Joburg, Pretoria, Durban, PE, those kind of cities, are they receptive to people applying for rezoning purposes, obviously in order for them to run the businesses at home?
Yeah, certainly in certain areas it's more prevalent than others. An example of that is in Pretoria North, there's a road called Zambezi Drive, or the old name was Zambezi Drive. And in fact, those were all primary residential homes. Now, you know, 5 years on, I can't think of one of those homes that's still being used as primary residence. I think that whole street has been rezoned for business purposes, or rezoned homes. So it's certainly happening all around the country, and it's all over the place. It's not a Cape Town thing.
Indeed. Adrian Gosler, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. CEO of Remax Southern Africa.